Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ross Nielsen. You have tuned in to Killer Tunes for another exciting episode of the most killer music on the planet. Thank you for tuning in. It's the weekend. It's beautiful. It's springtime. It's flip-flop season. It's shorts season. It's barbecue season. It's beer season, ladies and gentlemen. We survived the winter. Welcome, spring. Welcome. Kick back, relax, crack a favorite pop of yours. We're going to have some good tunes here. Enjoy.
Your line, don't cross them lines. What you like, what I like, why can't we both be right?
I don't wanna fight no more.
funky time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. As I said, it's springtime here on Killer Tunes. Pretty happy about it. The winter is gone. The doldrums have left us, ladies and gentlemen. It's tulip season, you know. It's time to get happy. We kicked off the program today with Alabama Shakes. I feel like I haven't played the Shakes before on here, which is absurd. What a band. They just blew up on the scene. Back in, I think, 2012 with their debut album, Boys and Girls, which was huge, recorded themselves, no producer, did it themselves in Nashville. Huge album, took them around the world over the next 3 years, and they just destroyed. A great band. Followed up with Sound and Color in 2015. That album, I think it debuted at number one and nailed, I think, a handful of Grammy Awards. Not that that means anything, but it did. And that tune, Don't Wanna Fight, was one of the singles off that album. Great album. The first album is super Muscle Shoals, R&B sounding, kind of funky bluesy rock, that kind of soul sound, which is definitely a piece of Muscle Shoals, Alabama history, where the band is kind of from, and they honor that time tradition well. Sound and Color, they recorded in California with Blake Mills. Blake Mills is a crazy guitar player, used to play in a band called Dawes, and among other things. The album is, to me, it sounds different. It sounds good. It's still got the flavors, the tones of the original album, but the songwriting is definitely beyond where they were. It doesn't sound derivative to me. It's creative. It's almost like they found their own thing, their kind of niche, their footing. Regardless, a great record. Check it out. After that, we hit a little bit of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from a live album called Dap Dippin' with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That's called Got a Thing on My Mind. That's some funky, funky guitar playing on there. Everyone's funky on that. I was just recently reminded, of course, with Prince passing not long ago. There was a bazillion YouTube things going around, and one was Prince sitting in with Sharon Jones. And I watched that, and I was struck again, reminded how badass Sharon Jones is. The woman is in her 60s, and man, she busts it the whole show, like 2 hours of crazy-ass dancing. Years and years ago, I had the great opportunity with my band to open for both Charles Bradley and Sharon Jones, and was just floored. Sharon's band, so good. The Dap Kings, maybe the funkiest band on the planet, underneath the Meters, of course. And she just is something else. She has lived a really interesting life, from poverty to fame, and is a real cool gal. I had breakfast with her, and then after our show, we all hunkered around the table there backstage, Sharon and her guitar player, Binky Griptite is his name. That's probably not what his mama named him, but that's what he calls himself. And we watched Maceo Parker funk up the blues tent there at Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival. And what a great lady. Just super chill, man. She's just normal, super chill gal. Loved it. Had a great time. What can you say about a woman who works that hard? Anyway, we're going to move on here into the rest of the first half. I haven't played any Willie Bennett on this show before, and I'm going to spin this tune. It's called Ballad in Low E, and this is off an album called Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. Great song. This song turned my world upside down when I was recording my new record back in January. I hope you dig it. Produced by the legendary Canadian singer, songwriter, producer David Etzig, who lives way out there in Salt Spring Islands. Ballad in Low E, check it out.
Feel like a conductor, just missed this train. Like a rainmaker, you cannot make rain. And every time I come around, you tell me I'm insane, but you still let me in. looking like a river book gambler who just played his last hand. The businessman got angry and they all took a stand. He had to jump into the river, but he made it to land. And when the pots are looking for him, yeah, let him in just the same. 'Cause you take the pain out of every word. You understand, you make it
right when I be a bourbon just for second measure.
You tell me that you love it too.
Kinda make me wanna hang. Let me. But they knew me well, I didn't have to tell them. My only treasure was you. And so they all went home. And you know, I had no need to roam.
'Cause you take the pain out of every room. You understand, you make me lie when I feel blue just for second measure. You tell me that you love me too. Kinda make me wanna hang.
Hop, 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 my gambling name.
The man, Willie Bennett, right there, one of my favorite songwriters of all time. If you don't know Willie's work, you should check him out. He was, I guess, kind of prominent in the late 70s, early 80s, had a few solo albums. And then at some point he spent 20-odd years playing mandolin for Freddie Gil Smith. Just a real badass all around, great songwriter, great singer, amazing rack harmonica player, the Jimi Hendrix of mandolin. That tune is a real groovy one. I love the horn section and Willie's like ripping harmonica outro. Real good stuff. Maybe you know the band Black and the Rodeo Kings, Canadian supergroup. Colin Linden, Stephen Fearing, Tom Wilson. They formed that group initially to bring awareness to Willie's music and have gone on to make a career out of it with tribute and then doing their own stuff afterwards. But amazing singer-songwriter. Check out Willie Bennett. I can't say it enough times. Listen, all right, I'm going to do a little double shot here. This is something I've been enjoying doing lately. I'm going to spin this North Mississippi All-Stars version of Snakes in My Bushes, which is, I know it is an R.L. Burnside tune. They do great hill country stuff. They're, third-generation hill country musicians. Great, great, great band. This is an acoustic version. I think the album's called Mississippi Folk Songs, all acoustic stuff. Really amazing to hear the tune stripped down like this and hear the boys playing in this fashion. And I'm going to follow it up with the man himself, Mr. R.L. Burnside, doing maybe my favorite, one of the all-time great hill country songs, Shake 'Em On Down. So this is Snakes in My Bushes, North Mississippi All-Stars, dude.
Snakes in my bushes hanging down from the trees. I got snakes in my bushes hanging down from the trees. I know that snake charmer put them snakes on me. snakes in my bushes, spiders climbing up the vine. I got snakes in my bushes, spiders climbing up the vine. Yeah, snakes run me crazy, got murder on my mind.
Thank you. the field. Boy, that train went in left Mobile and that don't quit hollering. Started to shake them on down.
Yeah, Shake 'Em On Down. That's Errol Burnside right there. The man who pretty much had an entire band worth of kids to carry on the legacy of the Hill Country Blues. Just a pile. Dwayne Burnside, Cedric Burnside, his grandson, fantastic drummer and solo performer in his own right. Just the whole family is musical. I remember recording an album called Redemption down in that part of the state of Mississippi with Cody Dickinson from the All-Stars. And every other day, one of the Burnside boys would drop in and say hi or just hang out. And it was just a crazy experience for me to meet these people who are living a legacy of RL. Unfortunately, RL had passed on at that point in time, but what an experience down there. We've reached the end of the first half of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go out on a tune that I discovered while I was packing up my stuff and getting ready to move to Saskatchewan. This is a band called The Subdudes, a New Orleans band. This album is called Annunciation, I believe, from 1994. I discovered this in the mid-90s living in BC. The song's called Satisfied. These guys are a great roots acoustic band, heavy-duty harmonies, really great songs. I was thrilled to find this again, and these guys are still touring around. They're still doing it. Check them out, The Subdudes. This is called Satisfied, all the way from New Orleans for you.
In the dark alleyways where the lonely souls dwell, went down so low, I just went to hell. But you see daylight in the distance, not the end of your road. The light is near, but it burns with hope.
Welcome to the second half of the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ross Nielsen. The show is called Killer Tunes, right here on 95.7 FM, The Wolf, out of Fredericktown. Thanks for tuning in. We're kicking off the second half with Robert Randolph Family Band, an album called Unclassified. This song is called Nobody. Yeah. That's Gordy Johnson and Sit Down Servant, his duo project with one of his gajillion drummers. I guess that project was born out of a point in time when Gordy was laid up, so to speak. He had tendonitis, I believe it was, so bad in his hands, and he had to have them operated on. Put him out of rock and roll commission for a while, so he started playing lap slide. And in a conversation with his agent, ended up getting this gig, booked a tour with Thorogood, as Thorogood toured Canada. And he put together this project that he could sit down playing, and nailed the title from a Staples Singers song. And boom, Sit Down Servant was born. Really cool project, kind of dub, kind of blues, kind of gospel, all of my favorite things, really. And to start the half off, ladies and gentlemen, this is the second half of the whole show. That we started that off with Nobody, of course, Robert Randolph. I have led a charmed life, ladies and gentlemen, and I once had the opportunity to play with Robert Randolph. Those of you who know me probably know this story, but I was at Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival a number of years ago. They had Robert Randolph booked for a afterburner. I was in the crowd with my buddy and longtime concert cohort, Sean Donaldson, and I believe his girlfriend at the time, Mel, was there as well. And we were drinking, because it's harvest, and we're harvesting. I wasn't working. I was just libating. And I had just enough libations to have the courage. When Robert Randolph was encouraging people to come up on stage, he kind of had one dude out of the crowd, got him to play guitar, kicked him off, another dude out of the crowd. But the second guy, he wasn't very good either. I was at the front of the stage when they kicked that guy off. And I remember turning to a gal beside me in the crowd and saying, "Hold my beer, I'm going up there." And I jumped the gate and went up and rocked, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes of a tune with Robert Randolph. He seemed to like what I was doing, so he kept me up, and we had a little jamboree. Good times, only at Harvest, ladies and gentlemen. What a treat that was for me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, do you know what's going on? It's Killer Tunes, yeah, coming at you on the airwaves in Fredericton, 95.7 FM, The Wolf, out of your gadgets, out of your computer, out of your phone, out of your whatever hooks onto the interwebs. We are live on The Wolf, 957thewolf.ca. That's right, everybody, 957thewolf.ca. Thanks for tuning in. However you got here, we're grateful you're listening. We're going to get into a little bit of rock and roll to take us out for today. Kind of pump up the last quarter of the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a good show. I've enjoyed this. We've had some funk. We've had some nice acoustic stuff. We've had some hill country. We've had some kind of churchy hill country stuff. And now we're getting into the Brits, ladies and gentlemen. One of my all-time favorite bands, Humble Pie. Oh, the great Steve Marriott, the late great Steve Marriott. 5 foot nothing of pure powerhouse of rock and roll. Great singer, great guitar player, great front man. We're going to the classic album Live at the Fillmore. If you don't own this album and you like rock and roll, you better go find it. Head on down Second Spin there or Backstreet Records and tell those guys you need this album in your life. I'm sure Second Spin has two copies. This is 4 Day Creep, the first tune on side one. And what rocks harder than this? Tell them, Steve. If that song doesn't want to get you putting your leg up in rock and roll kicks, Van Morrison style, a la Last Waltz, then there's something seriously wrong with you. That is The Kinks, from their live album, One for the Road. All Day and All of the Night. All Right. Like, More of Anything, More of Everything. Turn It All Up. That's badass. One of these days I got to do a show on sibling bands, you know, like Oasis and the Crows and the Kinks, like these, the brothers who like live to hate each other, it seems like, but they make such incredible music together. So like amazing. I've always said the only thing better than seeing two people who are in love make music together is seeing two people who hate each other make music together. See, only time perhaps that you get a more passionate performance. What a fiery track that was. I'm worked up, people. And here we are at the end of the show. Like, what, you know, we're doing, check this out, I'm doing three live tracks in a row. I love the live music, folks. You can't get a hotter version of a tune than you can when it's been blazed up on stage, you know, live, ripped out, you know. That's where my heart lives, on the stage. I want to see bands live. I love their albums, but I want to see it live. I want to see them sweating into the tune, you know what I'm saying? Listen, hey, everybody. It's the end of the show. It's the end of Killer Tunes. I am still Ross Nielsen. I am still the host. Today is the first show that I have recorded at my new home in Saskatoon. It's hot. I'm not wearing clothes. I have underwear on. I'm sitting on the couch, sheltered from the sunshine, my delicate skin. I'm recording this looking at yellow tulips and hearing the birds chirp outside, and the curtains are wistfully blowing with the breeze. It's surreal. I hope that wherever you are enjoying such a moment in time, ladies and gentlemen, because it is these petite moments that make up a full life. And if you can stop and just take a second and be like, hey, right now is pretty all right, isn't it? Not too bad. Pretty not too bad here in Saskatoon. I do miss the Maritimes and all my friends there, but so far so good out here in the Flatlands, ladies and gentlemen. If I look really, really, really hard, I can almost see my buddy Jim Sullivan in Edmonton. Maybe I'll get a telescope and we can do hand signals back together, although I'm pretty sure I know what his hand signal would be. The old middle finger, you know what I'm saying? Folks, as I was yammering about moments ago, it's the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in to Killer Tunes, 957 The Wolf in Fredericton, worldwide on the interwebs at 957thewolf.ca. Appreciate you being here. The show will continue to be broadcast as long as I have time to do it. Thanks for tuning in. I want you to consider for a moment the kind of horrible position that some people are in the world. And when you are feeling down, I was feeling a little overwhelmed earlier this week. A lot changed in my life. It's hard to stay on top of it all. But take a moment. Have a little perspective. This week, watching the horrific fires in Fort Mac has certainly put my life into perspective. I can't even begin to imagine what's going on out there through people's heads. It's tough. Stick together, folks. Together, we are better than alone. That is a fact. You know, look out for each other. Help each other out. None of this, like, online bashing. You know, I see people quick to judge and sharing something that somebody said, and then they're lynching them socially, social media-wise, and it's not good, folks. It's not good. Something could happen that could cause you to regret doing that. Maybe just let that slide by. And let that person learn the lesson on their own. You're not the judge, jury, and executioner. You're not perfect. People have things in their closet that they don't want drug out. We all do. Just let that stuff slide. That's not important. What's important is we look after each other. And that's what I'm imploring you to do today. And for the rest of the week until I give you another pep talk next week, okay? Going out today on one of my all-time favorite artists, Mr. Keith Hallett. I couldn't be happier to play this song for you. This is one of my favorite songs by Keith Hallett and the World's Fair, and I am guaranteeing you this is the radio debut of Billy's Got a Rope by Keith Hallett and the World's Fair, recorded live at Irene's in Ottawa. Wonderful pub. Hi to those folks up there, my good friends Alex and Carol Lee. And thanks to Keith for letting me play this on the show. I love this song so much. I love his band so much. Everything Keith does is amazing. And I'll continue to say that until he's a superstar. And even then, I'll continue to say it. Folks, this is Ross Nielsen signing off for another week. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Be good to one another. This is Billy's Got a Rope. Check it.
Billy's got a rope. Now Billy's got a rope. Well, if it comes a time when he wants to die, well, Billy's got a rope. Oh. I could tell you one thing, that it never comes back like a diesel locomotive running down the track. Well, Billy's got a rope. Billy's got a rope. Billy's got a Billy's got a rope. Ah, Billy's got a rope. Well, if it comes a time we want to die, well, Billy's got a rope. Oh. Well, she might be downtown just a bumming along. Everybody knows when something goes wrong. You can buy a drink, a paper, light up a smoke. You walk your own, but there's still no hope, cause Billy's got a roll. Billy's got a roll! Billy's got a roll, whoa. We'll be right back.
something that's gotta go. Well, if there comes a time we want to die, well, Billy's gotta roll. I could tell you one thing that you never coming back, like a diesel locomotive running down the track. Well, Billy's got a roll. Billy's got a roll. Billy's got a roll, boy. We'll see you next time, folks. Thank you very much.